Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I have to apologize. I have obviously lost all credibility whatsoever. I made a horrible mistake last week. I mentioned the four provinces or regions of Ukraine, and I said one of them was Mariupol. It's Zaporizhia. My mistake. And I mean, all my credibility is gone. Mariupol is a city in Donetsk, I think. Zaporizhia is the province. Anyway, I erred, so my credibility is just gone, isn't it? But on the other side, Saturday, I got a postcard. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday. You are now really 22. You remain really loved by your dad. May the Lord grant you joy this day. Love, Dad, to George. That came back Saturday. But today I got a postcard. Oh, yes, to George. As a 22-year-old, you should be able to freely talk with your dad. Contact me. Love, Dad. Oh, but more, I got a postcard today to George. Please come visit me. Love, Dad. Notice a theme there? But there's more! I got a Valentine's Day card from, you know, one of my other moms. Happy Valentine's Day from Miss Lillian. This is the son I love. Three cards that were returned from the son I love. This is someone showing me love. Anyway, an incident happened over the weekend. Saturday, Chris did come by, and we did go hike Johnson Woods, which was delightful, and had a hamburger and visited the building that near here. It's the Hardwick Clothing building from many years ago. The big they had a big factory there. The company was sold and resold and so forth, and apparently it's now, I think he said, they're still doing some manufacturing in Puerto Rico, but nothing here. So the building was or is in the process of being sold to Metro Expedite or Metro Transport Group now. So we drove by there, walked around the parking lot and so forth, because it was locked at the time. They're just, you know, doing the final paperwork to close in the deal. But anyways, we did that. And came back here, spoke a while and so forth. And apparently during that time, somebody used my credit card, which is unfortunate because it wasn't me. And so I got a call from the bank that night, and somebody was making a $300 charge, and it wasn't me. And they whatever it was that made it obvious, they did contact me. I said no, so my card was immediately canceled. I did go to the bank today to have a brief dialogue on that, get some cash, because I don't have a debit card right now. They're obviously sending me a new number, a new card. But apparently somebody went through a whole bunch of different places on Saturday, including McDonald's. So that wasn't me. There is still one charge pending for like $13 at some store in Georgia. And no, I was hiking Johnson Woods at the time. So it's being contested whether or not it's been stolen or not. I guess it's fairly minor, $13 compared to $300. But anyway, so I had a little fiasco. Fortunately, that was minor. And I don't know about the timing of it, because obviously I have a lump sum that was put into my bank account, and why would this happen at that time? Is it coincidence, or is it targeted? You know, so it concerns me, but I don't know. But so Sunday, I wasn't as productive as I wanted to be, and I did review something, including one of the things I did many years ago, the Habakkuk and Fiddler on the Roof, that actually it's on BitChute and so forth. And I really looked at it, and it was a reminder of there's a particular joy to especially the close of the passage in Habakkuk. And so, again, I recommend it. It's because it does have some music in it and so forth. I did do some editing in it. You know, I put the music from Fiddler on the Roof, as well as a discussion of, because in the book Habakkuk, there is a passage where it's basically wonder. It's slightly different. I don't remember, it's slightly different tense or whatnot, but effectively wonder. And when I was reviewing that with Chris years ago, what came to mind is Wonder of Wonders, the song. And that's where I put the two together. But anyway, I did also a little bit of study, because I mentioned that there was the BBC did a video on documentary on Modi in India. And it hasn't gone over well, to the point that the country of India is censoring it, which I find fascinating. So I watched the documentary because, you know, I found it. I watched it. I do see where you can see that, yes, it's a headpiece. Some of the places there, you can see that it's kind of unclear whether or not it was, they through doing an interview, for example, they have an interview with him, and they give you just little snippets of it. And those little snippets of it could leave an impression that may not be reality. On the other hand, it could be a solid reality. And one of the things that I find vital is that, you know, it's the same thing. For example, the most recent Project Veritas thing that has caused the store about you know, the guy with Pfizer and so forth, and because they do the editing which sensationalizes it, and of course they show the same scene over and over kind of again, so it's the sensationalization. And it seems to me that if I were especially a group, and this is where I want to do this myself, and if I had this kind of, you know, I did an interview with somebody, I would want to say, all right, there are particular aspects I want to proclaim. If I had, you know, for example, whatever kind of program, well, I'll give you the snippets, but I'll also say, here's the unedited. So, you know, it's out there so you can see whether or not I misrepresented what I'm presenting. I really think that's important. It's rarely done. Some blogs and whatnot some, I would say the more credible journalists and so forth, will say, here are my sources. And those things are really helpful. But to package it well, I think would be ideal. And, you know, it's something I'm striving to work through, because I've pondered, you know, because I do, it's, you know, it used to be the first time I had a computer with a hard drive, it was a 5 megabyte hard drive. I mean, that was massive, because the other computers I had used floppy disks. People say, what's a floppy disk? But So, you know, a 5 megabyte drive. And then, you know, later got to those big ones, you know, 1 gig, 2 gig, woo! You know, and now, of course, terabyte drives are normal. So, you know, I have, I think a 7, but you know, 10, 15 terabyte drives are, you know, modest priced. So that will become more and more the norm. You know, a cell phone with a terabyte of storage is not a problem. So that kind of capacity means that you can have a lot of information. And so think of it a little bit further down the line. Think of it as 100 terabytes. 100 terabytes of storage space, you know, on your tablet or phone. You could have a whole lot of stuff there, you know, a whole lot of video stuff, because again, video is the space consumer compared to text. So you could have a whole lot of that, and it's there, yours. And the thing is, you need to be able to interrelate it. You say, all right, you know, for example, well, there was a little blurb. Somebody did, yes, actually, it was an RT. there was an interview with a gentleman who many years ago took his shoes off and threw them at a speaker, George Bush, the president, in Iraq. And this was a news item. You know, you see George ducking and so forth. That was news item. He ended up in prison for a while, and in the interview, obviously many years later, now he says one of the things that they did is the people who took him away, arrested him, whatnot. One of the first things they did is destroyed his shoes because they didn't want to turn the shoes into an icon. And so it's those kind of ideas, because obviously I remember the incident. Well, think about that. If I was a journalist, especially, or if it's something I'm interested in, I want to be able to take that stuff at the time, say the time it happened, if that was something I was interested in, take that, put it away, and then, you know, have my own copy of the video, and then, a simple way to make note of it. And then when something else happens that's related, be able to relate the two. And then maybe as over time, it builds up. Because the difference here, it's not what somebody else is doing for me, it's what I do for myself. Because it becomes a reminder of what I learned, not what somebody else learned. Because what the things that I go through in my life are going to be different than the things that you go through in your life. So I want to give the tools so somebody can effectively have a reminder of what they learned to make them, you know, in essence, you know, give them the power to remember what they learned and put things together, not be told what to think. So these are the things I'm really striving to work through. And so I'm playing more with that. And, you know, and because one of the other things that because I did watch another little blurb. It was on the thunderbolts.info thing, but it's the guy who does See the Pattern. And one of the things he discussed was, the James Webb Telescope, which is bringing out a whole bunch of really nice photos because it's much better than the Hubble spacecraft, which was really nice at the time it went out. But this is, you know, even better. And one of the problems is that years ago, a particular model was developed from the Big Bang to what we have now and various theories and so forth. And now we look at the new images that are coming from the James Webb Telescope, and it blows that apart. Because he's one of many people who say the Big Bang didn't happen. Reason being, the Big Bang didn't happen because, you know, the scenario, it just doesn't work. Now that we have more information, it just doesn't work. So the whole Big Bang narrative is falling apart. Relativity idea has just been falling apart for years. So it's problems. What I don't see yet is the falling apart of old Earth, you know, the billions of years, because I would contend it's about 6,000 years. I want to make sure I have the tools to allow somebody to put these things together for themselves, because I don't want to be led by somebody else, and for myself, and obviously especially for my own kids, because again, I'm biased. But anyway, I watch these things happen, the Modi thing, the Big Bang thing, and they're obviously completely different. Or, you know, and of course my terrible blunder about Ukraine. Oh, I'm such a bad man. But anyway, I did mention that I had three areas I wanted to take care of, and I had one bug. One that I said, I got it to work. And yes, it is indeed working, but there was a minor bug. It wasn't working all the time. And so I found that, and I've decided to kind of document it a little first, and I'll fix it tomorrow. I was tired today. I don't know why. I did have a great walk. I did go see my friend Mike, Mike Day, and he's looking old. He's 76, about to turn 77, because he's just shy of 10 years older than me. And, you know, but anyway, it was interesting to see him. But, you know, I got a postcard Saturday and then two more today. These were sent to my son, George. You know, obviously the most offensive one that it is, just to wish him happy birthday. How foul could I be? Isn't this cruel to wish my own son happy birthday? Refused, returned to sender. You know, when you have now over 100 of these, maybe somebody's sending a message. Oh yes, somebody is sending a message. I'm cared for. I'm loved. One last thing. One of the other things I did this morning as I was preparing myself to go, to take my hike, I watched again Keeping the Promise, the video that Eric Lee did. And the words that she had me do the voiceover for. And two things stood out really strong, as they have so often before. One is, the words are virtually prophetic. She wrote those words, she had me speak them, and I'm living them. And, you know, one of the things I thought about today is the last thing about the sword that he put in my hand. You know, and you think of, obviously, the weapon. And then there is the sword analogy in the Bible about, that's the Bible. And, you know, what comes to mind, obviously, is Shofar Book or some of the things I do. But anyway, other thing that hit me real strong, hit me really strong again, when the two become one, they're one until death. Eric Lee understood that at the time. She denies it now. My wife denies it now. Again, Romans 7, easy example. I understand it. That's exactly what the Lord says, and I'm striving to live it. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.